بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال النمر بن شعيب نبيه عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا نأكل على أهل رسول الله ونحن نمشي ونشرب ونحن قيام. رواه الترمذي. قال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates during the era of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we used to eat while walking and drink while standing. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates during the era of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we used to eat while walking and drink water while standing. وعن عمر بن شعيب نبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشرب قائما وقاعدا. رواه الترمذي. قال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا عمر بن شعيب narrates from his father, from his grandfather, who said, I saw the Messenger of Allah صلى drinking while standing and sitting. هذا عمر بن شعيب رضي الله عنه narrates from his father, from his grandfather, who said, I saw the Messenger of Allah صلى drinking while standing and sitting. So it's permissible to stand and drink. And what a person should do is majority of the time he should sit. And if a situation arises that he cannot sit, then he can stand. And this will all be the sunnah. Here, وَنَشْرُبُ وَنَحْنُ قِيَامٌ. We used to eat and drink. And there's no such thing as eating rice or roti. Thing. Eat. So a person, when he eats dates, that's eating too. So the ulama, they say fawak, you know, fruits and vegetables, things like that. A person has a carrot, he's biting through and he's eating. That's all right. But it doesn't mean the person is eating food. Okay, they say a person who eats in the bazaar, walking, standing, in front of public, his shahadat is not accepted in the state. Not the shahadat of kalima, shahadat of witness in court. This is fiqh maslas. But a person should not understand this hadith wrong. And in the time of Rasulullah, the sahabas used to eat and drink. So eat and drink, and whilst walking, this situation arises. Because why? When you're in jihad, you're on your horse in that. There's no such thing as sitting. There's Salatul Khawf there too. There's half Salat, and وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. Then in كِفْتُمْ يَفْتَنِكُمْ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ كَانُوا. There's a whole different type of Salat too. The one group goes against the enemies, one group has their weapons nearby, and this and that. So this is, and there are different situations. So it doesn't mean that a person should or he could, and this is the sunnah, or this is the way that Sahabas, they used to eat drink. Like I said, it means simple food, which we sometimes do. If a person is chewing gum, if a person has a candy in his mouth, sweet, he's eating. So he doesn't need to sit and eat. So if you imagine that it was only sitting and eating, we'd be in trouble, because many people have candies in their mouth, many people have chewing gum in their mouth. So who's going to sit there for hours and eat or drink or like that? So this is why there's permissibility in there. There's permissibility and it's all right. And this is the reasons why. That's like if it's a chewing gum, if it's a candy, if it's a fruit, then those kind of things you could whilst walking. But otherwise, if it's rice, roti, nobody does that. No, it's not practical. Thank you.